First public hearing is conditional use number 1942, Douglas L. Boozer.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for storage, maintenance, and general office for contracting excavating services. It's to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10.56 acres, more or less, lying south of Huff Road, also known as Road 252, 2,000 feet west of Route 30. It's also found on a tax record as being tax map ID number 2-35, map 24, parcel 39.13. For the benefit of the record, the commission on August 13th of 2012 received a packet of information from the applicant for consideration. The packet includes an aerial photograph of the site, a listing of key personnel with Pannoni Associates Incorporated, qualifications of Mark Davidson and Douglas Berry, professional engineer of Pannoni Associates Incorporated, a copy of the site plan for the project, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property and a survey to the property, a copy of the service level evaluation request sent to DLDOT, and also DLDOT support facilities report in response dated October 10 of 2011. A site evaluation report from Atlantic Resource Management Incorporated submitted to the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. A copy of the tax map of the area. Suggested proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. A copy of a letter from Robin West in support of the application, and a fax from Richard Malone is also in support of the application. The staff did also receive a letter from James Cassidy in support of the application, referencing that the use will have no negative effect on the surrounding area and that the business has had a positive effect on the area during extreme weather events such as heavy snowfalls in recent years. And that's the only agency comments and individual comments we received on this application to date. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, these displays are hard to see from where you're sitting, so feel free to get up and come take a closer look. We just ask that you do it quietly and that you don't discuss it while you're up there because it will interfere with what we're doing here, but you're welcome to get up and take a look. And with that, the chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good evening.
My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Pannoni Associates, located right across Huff Road from this application in Milton, Delaware. With me tonight is Mr. Douglas Boozer, also of Huff Road, Milton, Delaware. I would like to make one little correction in the booklet. There was a survey that was added behind the application. It's of a 16.5-acre parcel that Mr. Boozer also owns, which is adjacent to this, and it got added to the booklet by mistake. Okay. We're here tonight to present a conditional use application in an agricultural residential district on 10.5 acres of land located on Huff Road for Boozer's Excavation Company. The property is located on the south side of Huff Road, approximately 2,000 feet west of Delaware Route 30 and approximately 2.5 miles east of Sand Hill Road. As you will note on the aerial photo, and I have a larger one up here, the site is predominantly wooded, except where there's an existing building already located on site, and then there's a small stone parking area on site as shown on the site plan, and the entrance is already entrance and a drive aisle is on site as well. The site is also located, the surrounding area is mostly wooded around the entire site. The site is in an investment level 4 area according to the strategies for state policies and spending. Mr. Boozer has been living on Huff Road for approximately 19 years and lives right across the road in this house right here. He also owns the property immediately to the west, which is the 16.5-acre survey that was placed in the, he owns this property as well. Directly across from Huff Road, is a 23-acre piece of land that I personally own, which I have a conditional use on a portion of that property to be able to operate my engineering and surveying business out of. Just a little bit about Mr. Boozer and his company. Mr. Boozer currently has his Class A percolation testing license, his Class B septic designer license, and his Class E septic installer license, all with the Delaware Department of Natural Resources. He is also a certified construction reviewer with the state of Delaware and is licensed to construct stormwater and sediment and erosion control in the state of Delaware. He started his company approximately 12 years ago with a Bobcat, a pickup, a trailer out of his home. In the 2007 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the primary uses envisioned in low density level 4 areas are confined to businesses addressing the needs of agriculture activities and single family detached homes. Mr. Boozer's excavation company does primarily lot clearing and final grading for home builders in the area. He digs footers, foundations, and basements for the local contractors in the area. He also digs and installs gas tanks for some of the local gas companies in the area for single family homes. He also works with several soil scientists, digging test pits and assisting in infiltrometer and percolation testing, and he does install septic systems and he provides snow removal. Mr. Boozer also does some farming on a couple of farms in the Georgetown area. Right now, the subject property in the existing building is where Mr. Boozer has been storing some of his farming equipment. Currently and in the past, his excavation equipment has gotten transported from job site to job site using a local transportation company to do all the transporting. Since his business has picked up, he has added a total of 5 employees and has purchased his own transportation equipment and has the need to be able to park the equipment and maintenance it and to be able to do some general office work. His employees used to be able to meet him on the job, but now he has the need for them to come to the office to be able to pick up the equipment and take it to the job site. Right now, just a little bit about the site. The site currently has an existing entrance on Huff Road. He did get a permit from DelDOT to be able to put that entrance in. He will, if this application is favored, he will have to go back to DelDOT for some additional permitting to upgrade the entrance for the conditional use. There is an existing gate out front, a security gate that he has installed at this time. The existing building is located approximately 450 feet back from Huff Road. As you can tell within the aerial photo, he's surrounded by woods. You can't see the building from the road, but you really can't see it from the adjacent properties. There is an existing stone area in the back, and what he's proposing is some proposed storage bins. He shows approximately about 6 parking spaces for employees, with plenty of room to be able to add some additional parking spaces for if he were to hire some additional employees. He does have an existing well on site. Mr. Lank already mentioned that in the booklet there are approved site evaluations for the site. There are 2 areas that he could have septic systems, area A and area B. Right now he doesn't have the need for a septic because everybody's off the site. Everybody would be going to a job site. That's how he makes his money. So what he would like to have, currently he has a porta potty on site with a licensed company. Of course, he would be working, if this application was favored, he would work with the Sussex Conservation District and adhere to all the stormwater regulations by the state of Delaware. In the booklet, we have offered up some conditions for the site as follows. The hours of operation will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. All loading areas, storage areas, and trash container areas shall be screened by the existing wooded vegetation located on site with a minimum vegetated buffer of at least 50 feet from all property lines. So, Mr. Boozer proposed proposes. And what we've also done is we've added some additional setbacks from the regular AR1 setback requirement. We basically stated that the building would be set back off the road 50 feet, and we're adding 60 feet. Basically, it's the commercial setbacks within a commercial, as well as up against the residential. So he's going to have 20 yard side yard setbacks and 30. But with that condition, Mr. Boozer stating that whatever activity he does in here, he will never clear within 50 feet of his boundary line. So adding that protected buffer, and it's for security reasons. Mr. Boozer would like to be able to keep his building hidden and out of sight of passerbys. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and with the time periods required. Stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated using best management practices. The site shall have one non-illuminated on-premise sign, of which the sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on any side or facing identifying the uses permitted on the premises. Right now, we don't show a sign located on the site plan. Mr. Ruzin doesn't anticipate having a sign, but if in the future he does decide he wants to put a sign there, we place the condition that it would meet the 32 square foot requirement. Parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. The uses shall be limited to storage, maintenance, and general office for contracting excavation services. And the final site plan shall be the subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I've also included in the package a list of findings of facts, and I'm not going to read those. I kind of went through all those during my presentation here. And finally, I would like to add, along with the support letters from the other people in the neighborhood, and since I have been in the neighborhood since 1997, Mr. Boozer has been an asset to the neighborhood by providing the services that he has with his equipment, by being able to remove snow. If you drove down the Huff Road, you'll notice that the trees are very close to the road, and if trees happen to fall across the road, he's always the first one there to be able to open the road back up and keep the road going. So he's always been available with any services and any of his expertise. And with that, I will, that concludes my presentation.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, when I stopped out today, the gate was not locked. And I did have an opportunity to drive back and view the site up close, and it's a very clean operation from what I could see, and I was impressed. But having said that, any repairs to equipment, are they going to be done outside or inside?
He does all his repairs on the inside.
The inside,
yes.
And the building certainly was big enough to accommodate
that's
that.
That's correct.
Approximately, how far would you say the house, this building is from any homes?
I would say the closest home would probably be Mr. Boozer's, which
he's located
across the road.
Across the road, so he's approximately he's 450, so I would say another maybe 150 feet
would be the closest.
And that was my sense without climbing through the woods and the over.
No further trespassing,
yeah,
in other words.
Further trespassing, right. Well, I was.
You're in your official capacity. That's
as
right.
As a former chairperson of this
right.
commission was very well known for, and since he was my mentor.
Well, I think we all can be seen doing that one
yep.
time or another.
Anyhow, that was my sense, was that there was no nearby houses. And,
that's correct.
And that any noise would not be disruptive to the community, and I think it's a good idea he widens his road, because I was hoping I wasn't going to meet a piece of equipment coming up his driveway.
Yeah, we're proposing a 24-foot wide drive aisle going back, yes.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I understand the application and feel the same way.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
I understand the application. I just have a question for Mr. Davidson. Would the, because my recollection that there's at least 50 feet of wooded, screened woodland there now. Final site plan would show a 50-foot buffer.
Yes, we'll show the
in case there were trees that were taken out.
Correct. And we will show the 50-foot buffer
on the final. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1942, Douglas L. Boozer. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1942? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.